Jesus, der Sohn Gottes, der Mitregent der Himmel.
Jesus, the Son of God, the co-regent of the heavens, walked over this earth in a plain human garment and taught us the highest of what the kingdom of God is able to offer. Our divine, heavenly heritage, the law of love, of freedom, of peace, of justice and fellowship. He taught it to us in the Ten Commandments of God through Moses. He taught it to us in the mighty Sermon on the Mount. The people of that time did not understand him. First, they called Hosanna, and then crucify him. And that's how it stayed. They crucified the Son of God in the earthly garment, but Jesus of Nazareth remained faithful to his Father in heaven. He did not doubt him. He brought us a large part of his divine heritage, the law of love, as redeemer sparks in every soul, in every person, that is, in each one of us. In each of us burns the mighty redeeming light that is protection and help for the soul, in order to one day return to the Father's house as a spirit being, a divine being.
Jesus von Nazareth.
And so, Jesus of Nazareth brought us the light of the heavens. It is a part of his divine heritage that shines in us. He stepped down from the cross and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Eternal Father as the co-regent of heaven. He announced that he will come in the Spirit as the co-regent of heaven. When we look at the present time, we recognize that a new era must come, because the way people conduct themselves today cannot, in the long run, go on. The new era is announced. From it streams out the new age, the age of Jesus the Christ.
Haben wir Menschen uns, gerade die Christen,
have we people prepared ourselves, particularly the Christians, for his coming? I'm thinking of the wise virgins who had oil in their lamps, which they lit in order to go meet the groom. The foolish virgins had no oil in their lamps and wandered about. Foolish is this world. Many people are foolish, even though the light of redemption shines in them. Have we brought the light of redemption to shine more and more? Are we prepared for the time of the Christ of God, for His coming? Do we have oil in our lamps, symbolically spoken? Can we bring the light of the Christ of God in us to shine more and more? Or have we caused it to shine?
Oder haben wir es zum Leuchten gebracht? Diese Welt zeigt uns.
This world shows us that many, very many people have not brought this Redeemer light to shine. Just think of the time of Advent and Christmas. Hustle and bustle is the order of the day, starting with the first day of Advent. What is it all about? Purchasing presents. Practicing animal cannibalism to the extreme, up to the so-called Christmas celebration. Torturing animals. Having animals suffer. Killing animals in the terrible barns, in the slaughterhouses, in the woods, and in the fields.
Auf den Feldern. Friede brachte Jesus von Nazareth.
Jesus of Nazareth brought peace. Peace to all creatures. What does it look like during this so-called time of preparation for Christmas? Think of the hustle and bustle in the streets, in the stores. Presents are bought. Children for parents, parents for children, grandparents for grandchildren, for children, and so on. People think about all that is needed and they run and run so that they have everything ready by the Christmas celebration.
Wo ist Christus geblieben?
Where did Christ get left? Perhaps at the Christmas market, where there's gaudy trivia in the name of the Christ child, where there's sausages and the like, that is meat, in the name of the great wisdom teacher. Christmas carols ring out from the department stores, from Silent Night, Holy Night, to Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and whatever else. All these Christmas carols are called to get the people in the mood. And what is this mood? Buy, purchase. Give presents.
Geschenke machen. Es ist schön, wenn man.
It's nice when we decorate a fir tree. It's nice when we light a candle or candles. It's nice when we decorate our rooms. It's dark in our time, but also dark in this world.
Doch.
But did Jesus teach us to desecrate nature, to cut down fir trees to then decorate them? What for? These are all pagan cults, but they have nothing at all to do with Jesus of Nazareth. We could classify these pagan cults under Roman Catholic or Lutheran or Protestant, but they have nothing to do with Christian. And so, each one should actually ask himself, am I Christian or am I pagan? Have I kindled the inner light which Jesus of Nazareth brought us more and more? Do I go a step more toward him each day, for he has announced his coming? Or do I still look into the manger, at the wax figurine, or perhaps at a nicely carved wooden figurine of the babe Jesus? Where do we stand at all? Can we call ourselves Christian or are we pagan, wickedly pagans?
Wenn wir dann zu Weihnachten an die sogenannten Gala-Vorstellungen denken.
When at Christmas time we think of the so-called galas, collections are taken up for the poorest of the poor, for the starving, when it then amounts to several million, how many profit from them during our corrupt time? But the billionaires sit on their gold bars, including the Roman Catholic Church.
Warum machen Menschen, die ein Herz und bisschen Verstand haben, diesen Rummel mit?
Why do people who have a heart and a bit of sense join in this hustle and bustle? Whose birthday is it? Jesus the Christ, who came to us.
Vor 2000 Jahren,
2000 years ago,
kamen die Hirten.
The shepherds came. They sensed in their hearts,
es ist was gewaltig.
Something tremendous has happened. The animals in the stable were calm. They gave warmth to the child. The wise men came from the Orient, bringing gifts to the child. For a star opened up in them that something great had happened.
Sie schenkten dem Kind.
They gave the child, as we say, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The shepherds gave themselves in prayer and felt that something is there which they could not comprehend, and yet they noticed that a light had flared up. Well, dear brothers, dear sisters, when will the light finally flare up in us?
Haben eigentlich wir Geburtstag? Denn wir schenken uns gegenseitig oftmals die.
Is it actually our birthday? Because we often give each other the most expensive gifts. We should think of the great event of 2,000 years ago from our hearts.
Was können wir denn ihm schenken, der auferstanden ist?
What could we give him who is risen, who has been calling for 2,000 years and ever more during the past 30 years? He calls, "I am the way," that is Christ, "the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." For over 30 years, he has been calling unceasingly in thousands of revelations. He is present in each one of us. So where are we?
Ich möchte das in die Welt hinausrufen. Wo sind denn die Christen?
I want to call this out into the world. Where are the Christians? The wise men from the Orient brought gifts. And we Christians in the Western world, we give to each other. And each one thinks, is that expensive enough? Can I give it as a gift? What do we give him then? Who has been calling for 2,000 years and for 30 years ever more intensely, "I am the way, Christ, the truth and the life." No one comes to the Father but through me. What does he want to say to us with this? He wants to say to us, kindle the light in you more and more, O man, so that you find your way to me on the path to Christ, so that I can take you by the hand and lead you to the Father.
Es ist höchste Zeit.
It's high time to reflect, because this world will not last. Christ in us, Christ the way, Christ the truth, Christ the life. And furthermore, he calls, "Come to me." So again, to him, to Christ, all who labor and are heavy laden, I want to help you. I want to serve you. I want to be consciously with you.
Und wo stehen wir?
And where are we?
Mit meinem ganzen Herzen rufe ich in die Herzen meiner Mitmenschen hinein.
With all my heart, I call into the hearts of my fellow people. What all else do we want to undertake with this great teacher of wisdom, the co-regent of the heavens, who is our Redeemer?
Was wünscht sich denn?
What does Christ wish from us? What could he even wish from us? Since he, as some say, has everything, he is in the kingdom of God, in heaven, embedded in peace. What does he want then? He wants each one of us. And we could give him the greatest and nicest gift in that we today begin to kindle the light of the Christ of God in us more and more. How? How often do we say, by fulfilling step by step the commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, the Sermon on the Mount? That's what we say. And so many a one says, "It's difficult for me. The days are so loud, so hectic." In many businesses, things are really frantic.
Doch der Christus Gottes hat immer Hilfen.
But the Christ of God always has ways to help. And I want to tell all of us about one of these many ways. God is omnipresent. God is in our breathing. God is in the air. God is everywhere. The light is in us. If we want to bring joy to our heavenly brother, our Redeemer, then we could try, starting today, to truly prepare ourselves for a new era. How? The tumult outside is great, perhaps in the family as well, in the businesses. But when we set out to free ourselves from our all too human thoughts, we often say from our sinful thoughts, then we should not simply withdraw into a corner to question them. They are in us. We think, and we don't get rid of them. We get restless. Our nervous system is astir. Dear brothers, dear sisters, God is omnipresent. Open the window. Stand at the open window. You can let your arms hang down, or you can hold your hands in front of your abdomen and you breathe in and out until you feel your abdominal muscles in and out. This may take only 1 or 2 minutes until you notice that these all too human tormenting thoughts are receding. They are still there, but they've gained a certain distance from us because we have inhaled and exhaled deeply. And when we then let our breath come and go according to our body rhythm, we suddenly realize that we have freed ourselves from something. These thoughts which tormented us have not receded from us, but they are still there to be questioned, where they come from and why they at all torment us. What could we clear up with the help of the inner light, the light of the Christ of God, which means to repent, clear up, and do no more. And do no more means, what can we take from the Ten Commandments and from the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to enter it into ourselves like a consciousness aid? If these old programs should come up again, we take the consciousness aid, and it is often Christ in me, and Christ helps to continue to remedy and clear up the sinfulness, the wrong attitudes. This help to go and stand at an open window, or if possible, to go outside, putting on a jacket and a scarf around our neck, and breathe. Breathe breathe until we notice that now these old thoughts, the tormenting thoughts, have receded. And then we look at them. We question them, for they are pests that don't necessarily come only from outside. They also come from our soul, for we have input them, and ultimately we have called them. When we ask Christ to help us to remedy what is behind these pests, we suddenly sense that we feel the urge to pray more and more. We then also learn to pray more deeply and from our heart. Why? Because by clearing up what so tormented us, our soul becomes more light-filled and the Christ light in us begins to shine more and more.
Wenn wir keine Zeit haben,
if we have no time to question what is emitting to us the negativity, then we write it down, making brief notes when we go back into the room or to our workplace. And at the next opportunity, if possible on the same day, we will question ourselves, because it is our negative thoughts, our envy, our hatred, our animosity, our stress, our nerves.
Wer ernsthaft diese Schritte tut.
Anyone who does these steps seriously, and we can often breathe the air during the day, drawing our breath all the way down into our abdomen, inhaling and exhaling deeply until we notice that now it's becoming more peaceful in us. And if we take the steps toward Him day after day by clearing up what comes up, what torments us, as we often say, envy, hatred, animosity, all these thoughts, hatred is a complex, envy is a complex, what's behind them, that is what we should look at and remedy. And if we do it, then it will very gradually be Christmas. We become calmer. We long for stillness more, and we suddenly gain time to somewhat withdraw in order to pray. And our prayers are more heartfelt. We pray more deeply.
Wenn wir das durchhalten, jeden Tag,
if we persevere in this until Christmas each day, then we may be sure that we have become a different person. Our soul is more light-filled. Our body is lighter. We are glad to light a candle. We rejoice in a nicely decorated room. We have not yet arrived to be with Him, with Christ, but we have drawn closer to Him.
Das wären so einfache Hilfen.
These would be such simple aids to give the nicest gift to Him, to Christ, the co-regent of the heavens, our Redeemer. We have stepped onto the path that He is. We have caused the light in us to shine more. Let us remember the wise virgins who had oil in their lamps. And so we can say that not only Christ has risen and returned to the Father, I have risen in Him, in His light. He shines in me more and more. And in this way, each of us can then go into the new year, step by step. Then we will also sense that a new era has truly come.
Es ist wahrlich eine neue Zeit angekommen. Wenn auch die Welt noch so tobt,
even though the world is still in an uproar and celebrates its so-called Christmas celebration, our celebration is joy because we feel Him in us. The light, because we have risen in His light.
Auferstanden sind. Das wäre ein Geschenk, ein großes Geschenk.
That would be a great gift for our Redeemer, because that is what He asks of us when He calls us. I, Christ, am the way, the truth, and the light. Or, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Christ wants to give us rest. He wants to help us to recognize the tribulation, the worries,
to erkennen.
And with His help, to repent of them, to clear them up, and if we no longer do them and orient ourselves more and more to His teachings, we will feel freedom. The freedom that comes from within. Our body rhythm changes. We become calmer. We live more consciously, the days become more light-filled because we become freer through the light in us.
Eine Hilfe von vielen.
A help from many.
Eine einfache.
A simple help which could bring so much if we want it.
Tja, wenn wir wollen.
Yes, if we want it.